Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Filmmaker Jennifer Crandall has spent the last 2 years traveling across Alabama, asking strangers to read from Walt Whitman's 1855 epic poem, Song of Myself. Here's 97-year-old Virginia Mae Schmidt reading verse 1.
I celebrate myself and sing myself. And what I assume, you shall assume. For every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you.
The readings are part of a video project called Whitman, Alabama. It explores issues of identity and place. Creator Jennifer Crandall is artist in residence at the Alabama Media Group, and she joins us now to talk about the project. Jennifer, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about 97-year-old Virginia Mae Schmidt, who read verse 1 there.
Virginia Mae Schmidt, I first met in church. I was invited to church by a couple new friends that I had met in Alabama, and they invited me for dinner and a play. Virginia was one of the actresses in the play, and she just was ridiculously, phenomenally present and amazing on stage, and I was wondering who she was. You know, she never left my mind, so when we thought about doing this project, I said, I have to circle back to her and ask her if she'd be willing to read one of the verses for this project. And she did, and she was amazing, and sadly, she passed away about a couple months after she read, so she actually has never seen this verse, unfortunately.
Mm. Oh, that's sad. Jennifer, you would just walk up to people, tell them about your project, and ask if you can roll tape?
Oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes we were just sort of, you know, there's one verse 43 that we filmed, which very much is, it's evident where we just walk up to people, pass them on the street, see a scene that we thought was interesting, and then stop the car, pull over, and, you know, say, hey, you know, can we just chat for a second, and then unfold what we were doing and ask them if they'd be a part of it and lend their voice.
And most people cooperated, or did you have some people say, well, Whitman, get away from me?
99.9% of people cooperated, and the folks that didn't know Walt Whitman, which was a lot of people, said yes. Even people who said that they weren't sure how they felt about the poem said, you know, I want to be a part of this because it looks like it might be something that might be interesting for me.
Jennifer, why Walt Whitman? I mean, he's a northerner, a white man. Why'd you choose him for a project exploring Alabama identity?
Those are two of the reasons, actually, but there are, you know, a few reasons. First, because it's not just a project about Alabama. I think that it's a project about who we are as Americans. And Walt Whitman offered a poem in Song of Myself, which drew from an extremely deep well of empathy to be able to allow for a real generosity of being and who we are. And I think anyone can sort of find themselves in the poem in some way. And the fact that he's a dead old white dude from New York allows us to sort of bridge the past and the present text with lives being lived today in the North and the South. And that's why Walt Whitman.
And you saw this 52 stanza free verse poem, Song of Myself, as the vehicle to do that because it speaks to America and who we are?
Yeah. I mean, he wrote this in the first version of it in 1855. But the idea in the poem is just to talk about, you know, the diversity, not just amongst Americans, between Americans, but within every individual American themselves. It just is a massive canvas to work from and allows us, therefore, to go forward in Alabama and really capture not just a small part of Alabama, but a pretty sprawling lot of people.
Let's listen to a little more. Here's a woman named Miriam Jallo. She's young, shy, dressed in a hijab.
These are really the thoughts of all men in all ages and lands, if they are not original with me. If they are not yours, oh, sorry, I forgot it's the second line. If they are not yours as much as mine, they are nothing or next to nothing.
You spoke to all kinds of people from different races, ages, and politics. Tell us about Mariam.
Mariam was, at the time that we filmed, 14, and just this amazing light. But she's an immigrant from Guinea. Her family's been living in Birmingham for a while. And we filmed in her high school with some students that were in the background doing their thing. We weren't orchestrating them in any way. But yeah, just a wonderful young woman from Guinea who's now part of Birmingham in Alabama.
visually, this is very beautiful. You get to see Alabamans in their homes and rural parts of the state. How did you imagine marrying the epic poem with the visual elements you were gathering out there?
For me, you know, it was very much about showing people in their elements, despite the fact that we were asking them to do something that was slightly outside of their normal day-to-day. So we would ask them, what is a place or an activity or a meaningful space for you where we could film you reading this poem so we could give people more information about who these folks were that were reading the poem. Also, you know, showing off a little bit more little pockets and spaces of Alabama along with the voice of the person reading. And I would also sort of say that for us, it really wasn't about making this look beautiful. I think we can overdo that sometimes in our filmmaking and focus a lot on the technical and aesthetic aspect of something. We really wanted to make people comfortable so that while they were reading, we could capture moments that were sincere and real, in the midst of their reading.
I really like the Sullivan family, which read verse 16. Tell us a little about this family before we hear some of that.
The Sullivans... It's an emotional one for me. I was in Mobile, Alabama, in a Vietnamese restaurant tucked away in a small part of Mobile, and in walked the Sullivans. And Kathy is in her early 40s. Her daughter is in her mid-20s at the time, Sam. And Samantha is half Vietnamese. I'm also mixed, like Samantha, Asian and white, and so I was drawn to her. Mm. And we just started chatting, and they said, "Sure, you know, you're welcome to do this." Once I explained the poem to them, and they were not a very well off family, but just one of the most generous people I've ever met. And when we filmed, Brandon is Kathy's nephew, who also lives with them because Kathy's sister died.
It's a struggling family, for sure.
It is. Yeah. It's absolutely a struggling family. And, you know, it's just a really interesting microcosm also of America. You know, Samantha being half white, half Vietnamese, her mom being white. And Brandon, you know, she said, "We're not even sure what Brandon's mix is because my sister died. And we didn't learn that from the husband before he sort of left our lives."
Let's take a listen.
"I am of old and young, of the foolish as much as the wise, regardless of others, ever regardful of others,
maternal as well as paternal, a child as well as a man.
Stuffed with the stuff that is coarse and stuffed with the stuff that is fine. One of the nation of many nations, the smallest the same and the largest the same."
Since filming that verse, Kathy, the mother, has passed away from lung cancer, and we did not know at the time, none of them knew at the time, as far as I know, that she was sick. There's a line also in that verse where she talks about being paternal as well as maternal. And, you know, she's currently raising, without a husband, her daughter, Samantha, and Brandon, her nephew. And so the poem means a lot to me for various different reasons. These people became very important to me, Kathy and Samantha and Brandon. And then to find out that a new friend that you had made had passed while you were sort of working through this and editing the piece, it was pretty difficult to go through, you know, for everyone.
That is difficult. Jennifer, what do you see as the ultimate goal of this project? And do you think you achieved it?
Fundamentally, first and foremost, it's really just to have people get to know each other a little bit better. I know that sounds potentially cliche and maybe a little bit too basic, but I think that we've really had a difficult time learning how to talk to people and get to know people and have conversations with people. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to highlight the South in a way that sort of says, this is part of who we are as Americans, and find a way to film it and bring those stories forward. So we find, hopefully the audience will find itself wanting to engage with these people's stories a little bit more. Do I think we've achieved it? I think that's really a hard thing to answer.
Well, you've started a conversation and you've channeled Walt Whitman. That's a big achievement in itself.
Let's just see where it goes from there.
Jennifer Crandall, creator of Whitman, Alabama, a video montage of Alabamans reading Walt Whitman's 1855 poem, Song of Myself. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Bless my
And you can see more of the project at our website, hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.